expecting. I mean, I looked at the tape, but now, I mean, I'm going to instruct my guys exactly this. Somebody puts a stick on you, fall. Because that's what it's really turned into. All because a bunch of the prima donnas in this friggin' league don't want to get touched. They're whining. They can't get their goals. I can't get my 60 goals. How am I going to go get my 60 goals? Jeez, I'm getting touched. Welcome to the friggin' National Hockey League. Because that's what 90% of us have to go through night in and night out, is getting sticks on us, being held up, bumped, and everything else. We got a few whining little babies in this league that don't want to get touched. I'm all in agreement. Yes, hooking and holding, that shouldn't be there. But not to the point now you can't even touch anybody anymore.
You know, when I thought that I couldn't love my boyhood hero anymore, he did that. How great is that?
That is
Do you understand that's like 20 years ago?
How is that not in like the best rants of all time?
Oh, it's awesome. It's just that's my favorite part. He's such a good human being who goes around just touching lives. He can't even bring himself to say that's the best he can do. That's like, Dan, you don't think you could love Tiger Woods any more than you already do, right? Your intense love for Tiger Woods.
And I mean,
goes on a rant like that.
There's one guy I know that's above me. So there is another level.
Is there? Is
yes.
there? Okay. All right. But your love is strong.
Yes.
Your devotion is
Indeed.
Strong. And then he says something like that, and then all of a sudden, I mean, you're oh my goodness gracious. I love the voice. I can't get me 60 goals. I'm supposed to get me 60 goals. He's not wrong. It's like 20 years ago. He's not wrong. It still rings true today. Good morning. How are you? Glad you could join us all over the great state of Michigan. Gang's all here. We made it to Friday. Props. Grind through today. You can do it. You get yourself a weekend. Big Dan's here, Ryan, yours truly, Sean Belegian. The railroad sign's here for our CN900 viewers. Just over my right shoulder. See that? Ronnie, the railroad, Rodriguez. I hope there's plenty of railroad crossing coming up because the Tigers need it. They lose 17-3. Have now been outscored in this homestand 41-9. That's four games, I might add. That's four games. And in the last 10, they've been outscored 77-32. As we were just talking about in the previous hour, Golden State knocks off Portland 114-111 in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. They are back in action Saturday night in Portland with Golden State up 2-0. Boston sweeps the Carolina Hurricanes. Bruins back in the Stanley Cup final. I'm going to say it again. Those poor fans in Boston, we think we got it bad in Detroit. Those poor fans in Boston, they haven't had anything to cheer for in recent years. I mean, it's a whole 11 years since the Celtics won the title, for goodness sake.
I mean, they just reached over 100 days since their last parade.
It's a shame.
Speaking of which, 99 days till college football.
Yeah, that's my boy. Get in there. Get in there. Get in there. Hey, I mentioned this to you, pal. That you know, that first Saturday, we got a doozy that day. Miami and Florida. Like, how great is that the first day? It's not like, you know.
But isn't that the only game that day? Isn't it like the week before all the other games?
It's 5 days before the first Thursday, the first full Thursday, and then Michigan State plays that next Friday, and then Michigan plays September, what is that, August 31st.
Michigan State, okay.
So Michigan State, August 30th.
Right, 24th is the first game.
Yeah, the 24th is the first game.
That's great, but it's just like a huge tease. It's like one game, and then you got to wait 5 days?
Aren't you just happy it's back, though? like, really and truly, aren't you, isn't there part of you that just sits back and goes, okay, like, you know, it's actually, it's Arizona and Hawaii at 10:30 that night, but Florida and Miami, 7 o'clock at night on the 24th. Because normally, it you know, Hawaii usually has an early game. You know, maybe it's, hey, coming up later on today, Oregon State is taking on, you know, Southwest Central Tech State. Florida and Miami kicks off the season. That's just beautiful. But not that we're counting or anything, as you well know. Not that we're counting. So we'll get that out there. Brooks Koepka shoots a 63 yesterday at Bethpage Black. Again, this is one of the alleged most difficult courses in the country. It's a course record, and I've been telling Dan and Ryan, you guys have to figure out what you want on your pizza because we have two pizzas coming in. So we'll figure out a day. We need to get – Freddie is so cool. Freddie the pizza man was kind enough to say, yeah, boys, I'll get in early. I'll fire up the ovens early for you guys. Thank you, Freddie. We're paying customers, but we actually suckered two people in on the bet.
We're not paying. Somebody's paying, not
yeah,
us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is we'll make sure Freddie gets paid. How's it? Yeah, we're
oh,
not paying.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we have to figure out what we want in the pizza. Now, this is – just to clarify, this isn't a bet that – Tiger was going to win all four. This was a bet that he was going to win the PGA. This was Tiger versus the field for the PGA. Two people took us up on that bet. Okay, cool. Sounds good. Tiger 9 back, as fate would have it. Danny Lee at 6 under, Tommy Fleetwood at 3 under, and then a slew of golfers at 2 under. Play resumes today at Bethpage Black out on Long Island in what is it? Suffolk County? I think it's Suffolk County out there. Have you guys ever
yeah,
been
isn't
out there?
That what isn't that what the arena was called there?
Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, that's right, Nassau. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been out there, Long Island?
I've not been to Long Island.
It's beautiful. It really is. It's very pretentious, but it's beautiful. You understand why so many people go hang out there in the Hamptons and everything. But a beautiful course and, well, a beautiful round by Brooks Koepka. It's funny. Chris sent this picture. I did not see this. Did you guys see this on Twitter? He sent it to me. By the way, Joe said, got to get shredded pepperoni. I'm in. Sounds good. The pepperoni that curls with the grease pool and shredded pepperoni, I'm in. Did you guys see this picture of John Daly walking to his cart? And
John Daly walked yesterday?
Well, he's got a heater in one hand, and he's got the McDonald's cup full of Diet Coke.
I saw that tweet.
Did you see that?
A heater as in a cigarette.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was referring to there's actually a space heater.
The heater, the dart, you can, I mean, whatever word you want to use for it. There he is. Daly walking into the cart, the dart in one hand, and he jumps into the cart, and there's his value meal size cup of Diet Coke and a McDonald's cup. What a beauty, though. This guy has been doing this act for almost 30 years. I want you to think about this. Like, when he won the PGA back in 91, like, I'm telling you guys, people went nuts. It was almost like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. Well, this guy can't win the PGA, and then he went and won the PGA. What a mess. All right, don't forget, we've got Best Bets coming up in a little bit. Bill Simonson, Matt Shepard, with an outstanding piece on John Beilein and his time at Michigan. Don't go anywhere, all over the great state of Michigan.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend watch and win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Experience the mind-blowing magic of Criss Angel. Saturday, June 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Tickets for Raw, The Mind Freak Unplugged start at $61 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. The incredible illusions, 3D effects, pyro, and virtual worlds of Criss Angel. Saturday, June 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Good morning. 7:18 all over the great state of Michigan. Hey, don't forget, coming up, we got a special to the show. Appreciate the fact that these guys did this. Matt Shepard, of course, I think you're familiar with his work. The voice of the Tigers, Fox Sports Detroit, the voice of Michigan basketball for many years. Bill Simonson, a.k.a. Huge, have an hour-long special presented by Meyer. We really appreciate Meyer getting behind something like this on John Beilein. So really looking forward to hearing it in its entirety. You've just heard bits and pieces of it, but really, really looking forward to this. Got a text. You can text us a sports radio to 21,000. Unnamed texter. I like Gardy, but I'm tired of him saying, when it warms up, the bats will warm up. Doesn't seem to bother that the teams they're playing are hitting well. That's a legitimate point, especially the A's, who have been so very bad, just piled up 17 runs yesterday.
I mean, if only the Tigers bats could have woken up for 18 runs. Man. I mean, that's part of the thing. People want to complain about the hitting when the last 10 games, as Dan has pointed out, opposing teams are averaging over 7 runs. That's a hard ask even for good offenses. So,
but when you're an offensively challenged team like this team is,
right?
Forget
like
it.
In that Houston series, in the first two games of that series, they were out of the game within 7 minutes of first pitch. It was like 3-0 in the first few batters.
Can we talk about Miguel Cabrera? And I know there's been a lot of talk about him, but I think it's time to have like a serious conversation about it. Miggy is projected for these are you know, on ESPN.com or MLB, whatever the case may be. You can look at the projected numbers. He is on pace for 4 home run and 58 RBI.
Oh, he'll get hot.
By the way, 158 strikeouts. He's hitting .285. He's got a .699 OPS, a guy with a career OPS of .942. All right, can you define he'll get hot? The numbers will get better.
That
I
was
agree.
A joke.
Oh, was it?
I mean,
the numbers will get better, but like honestly, do you think he'll have? I'm not being funny when I say this. Do you think he'll get to 15 home run?
I think he gets to 20.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he'll hit 4 or 5 in a week, and everybody will stop
Nagy's
complaining.
Back. Nagy's back. He's back. He's back. Fret not. We'll see. I don't know. It's it is a combination of things. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's 36 years old. I think what he said, there is some validity to it. What he has around him is part of the equation. I don't think it's as big a part of the equation as maybe he does. And I think it's almost disrespectful to what he's done in the past. Now, Miggy, are you saying that a large part of the reason that you had those years was because of who you had around you? No, I think it's because you were a phenomenal hitter. Really, I think that's it. His extra base hits this year, by the way, he's got 7. 7 of his 43 hits have been extra base hits. He's got 36 singles. Somewhere Singleo smiles. Somewhere. Probably in the mayor's office. Singleo has a big smile on his face. Singleo Ordonez. And then he kind of got it back, if you remember, before things were done. We have best bets coming up in a few. Just a reminder, programming note, at 8 o'clock this morning, we've got a takeover. Yes, a takeover, and I don't mind it at all. Two guys that are part of our family, part of the network, Matt Shepard, Bill Simonson, have an hour-long special on John Beilein. Interesting piece. Did you see in The Athletic the final hours of the John Beilein regime? See, I'm glad that in the last few days, other people are kind of intrigued to hear how it came out, because I know we talked about it a couple days ago. How did this happen so quickly? How did this, and I'm not insinuating that there's anything Michigan could have done to avert this, and I don't in any way, shape, or form blame John Beilein for taking that gig. I'm never going to be that guy. You go do what you feel is best for you. That's just the way it is, man. No issues there. I got no issues with that. But with that being said, I think there is some, you know, is question the right way to say it? I don't want to make it sound like accusatory, but how did this all happen, and how did this happen so quickly?
Well, and that's the thing. Like yesterday, I saw the report about Ignas Brazdeikis that he's leaning towards the draft because John Beilein left. Well, if you would have just come out and said, I'm not going to go to the draft, John Beilein might still be at Michigan if three of his best players hadn't left or threatened to leave for the NBA. So, I don't blame John Beilein one bit for wanting to go to the NBA because the guys he'd been recruiting for 5 years just up and left him.
Have you ever been at a gig where, like, you just do your job, and the best way to say it, it's like throwing in one item too much into a pot and the pot overflows, and you just say, that's it. And it's not that caused it, but maybe it's a combination of things. I wonder if it was something like that. Like, I'm and honestly, because I have. It's just like, all right, I'm grinding it out. I'm doing my job. I'm going to continue to do my job. And then there's like just one thing, and you're like, well, there's this opportunity here. Now's as good a time as any to jump. I just don't want to deal with this headache anymore. And I wonder if that was, you know, how it played out. And again, I don't begrudge him. You do what you feel is best for you and your family. But I can definitively tell you that happened to me not that long ago. I was just like, I was kind of sitting there and I was like, nah, that's enough. Huh? No disrespect. It's just time for me to move on. You know, I'm in a position where I can, and no hard feelings. And you always say no hard feelings, but there's always hard feelings, sadly. But that's reality. And Dan, the way that you explain it, you do have to wonder aloud if that was part of the, I have to deal with this again. Really? I have to deal with this again? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and pass. I have no interest in dealing with this again. By the way, back to the Tigers for just a second. If you are a run differential person, the Tigers are now third worst in majors. The Baltimore Orioles at 14-29 are minus 96. The Miami Marlins, now mind you, that's 15 games under 500. The Miami Marlins are 21 games under 500 and have a minus 96. The Baltimore Orioles are 15 games under 500 and are minus 86. The Tigers are 6 games under 500 and now they are a minus 86. Isn't that amazing? Because Kansas City is 4 games behind them and 14 games under 500, and they only have a minus 34 run differential. Tigers are 6 game under and have a minus 81. All right, we've got best bets coming up, brought to you by Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Always appreciate their support and appreciate you listening all over the great state of Michigan.
What was the best part of your day, honey?
I think it's still coming.
Really? Care to explain?
Dinner, Mom. At Bland's, I can pick
from 5 complete meals
for only
$10.
How do you do that?
Easy. I know Dad doesn't want to cook, and you love the famous East Rolls.
So we choose from 5 entrees and 2 sides for...
5 for $10, Mom. Come on, let's go.
Brands, Michigan's original sizzle.
Offer good Monday through Thursdays.
Matt Shepard here for my friends at Meijer. Like you, I love to grill during the summer. Save big at Meijer on all your summer grilling needs right now. Johnsonville brats are just 2 for $7. Meijer gourmet griller buns are 2 for $5. You getting hungry? Me too. Heinz ketchup and French's mustard are only $2.99. And I want you to stock up on the goodies. The bags of Doritos right now are only 2 for $5. You're hungry. I'm hungry. Let's go grill together and let's use Meijer to help us out.
Welcome back to the 2019 Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give here at Blythefield Country Club. June 11th through 16th. It's bigger and better than ever, and proceeds help feed our hungry neighbors.
A lot of families here today watching some of the world's best golfers, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Great approach here by these dads today.
Got in free with their kids on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a complimentary breakfast at the biggest kids' discovery land yet.
Mm.
All while chipping in to help local food pantries.
Nice.
For a day of family fun, get your tickets at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Tim McGraw.
And I love
Saturday, August 10th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick.
Tim McGraw, part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $35 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. All the hits, one amazing night. Tim McGraw, Saturday, August 10th.
And I thought about you.
Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you could join us on a Friday morning all over the great state of Michigan. I'm glad that our buddy Freddie brought this up via text. You could text us as well, Sports Radio to 21,000, because this was a discussion around the office before the show started. Freddie said, "Hey, boys, thoughts on Ian Kinsler last night? He seemed to always have an edge towards fans in his career. It's kind of confusing to me. If you didn't see it yet, you can go to ESPN.com and take a look at what Ian Kinsler did last night. After a home run, he was very demonstrative, including some salty language. And boy, oh boy, it sure looked to me like he was gesturing to the fans and directing his things towards the fans. Because tell me if this sounds familiar. The fans have been on him in San Diego. And I think you guys will agree, it sure does look like he was directing that towards the fans. And afterwards, he said he wasn't directing that towards the fans. All I can tell you, Ian, is I have no choice but to take you at your word, but, boy, sometimes perception is reality, and it sure looked like you were making some gestures towards the fans.
Is there an athlete that has a bigger love-hate relationship with the fans?
It's incredible.
Do I look back and think, wow, I loved when Ian Kinsler was a Tiger? Yes. But do I remember the times when he just didn't seem like a very good person? Oh, I remember.
And then Victor had to come out and kind of be the team spokesman, as you remember. And come on, guys. And you know what it comes down to me, guys? It is the simple, undeniable truth, okay? And this is what differentiates the Tigers then to now. And we were talking about this earlier. I was very frustrated at that group of Tigers because I think, number one, I knew it was over and a lot of fans wouldn't accept it. And number two, they almost got, what's the word I'm looking for? Defiant towards how poorly they were playing. They almost got defiant towards it, in my humble opinion, okay? If you do something good, fans will cheer you 99 times out of 100. And if you're playing poorly and do something bad, fans will boo you. Guilt-tripping fans and telling them that you need them behind you based on nothing isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work. And then having a battle with the fans, especially when you're not doing well, that never works either. You aren't going to win that battle. You just aren't. But in case you missed it, yeah, Freddie, I'm glad that you brought that up. Take a look at the video, and when he crosses home plate and his gestures and his language, it really isn't going to be hard for you to read lips.
Like what was his quote that he was trying to fire his teammates up? He's throws his hands in the air, and he's. It's like he's shouting into the crowd. He's not looking at his teammates when he's whatever he's shouting. It is clear that he is.
When I want to get fired up, how many times have I skipped into this room in the morning and made a gesture towards, you know, people outside of the studio and yelled, flip you? How many times? Three times this week?
I would say they probably think more. Because they hear you screaming in here all the time.
Those poor people.
Oh, there's one time where I swear they believed you were cussing me out. Because you were telling a story, and I was going to, like, fill my water up, and I opened the studio door, and part of your story is just, F you! And I had six people just look at me like, what did he do? So it's happened on.
You know me, man. I'm always yelling at people. I gotta tone that down a little bit. All right, you ready to do our best bets?
Let's do it.
All right. Again, our best bets weekly segment brought to you by Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. If you haven't been up there, shame on you. Check it out. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort best bets. Dan flexed his muscle last week.
Woo woo!
Had a monster week. He went 5-0. I went 2-3.
Man, 5-0 feels good. Back in the winning lane there.
I know that was a big separation because now Sean and the hosts are back under 500 again.
And I'm going to say what I say every week: do not include me in those hosts. I am well over 500 this year.
Hey, new year. We'll start. 2020 comes, you get a clean slate.
I gotta own it. What they didn't do.
We could do what the International League does in baseball. Who's at the halfway point? Just reset the standings. We have a first half winner, second half winner.
We can do that. Like a bowling league.
The 81 American League half season champs.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. First Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort best bet: San Jose or St. Louis. Game, whichever. I'm not paying attention to the series.
This is game four. This is game four tonight.
I've been more in on the basketball than hockey.
You know what? There are two ways to look at it. There is is St. Louis really, really ticked off at how Game 3 went down?
Or do they quit?
Or, yeah, or are they in mail-in mode? You know what? I'm going to take the Blues tonight. The Blues at home. The Blues bounce back. They knock off San Jose, tie the series, heading back to Cali. Cali. Man, I don't think so.
Taking the Sharks.
Okay.
Jumbo Joe.
All right.
All right. Milwaukee, Toronto, game two. Milwaukee favored 6.5.
You're going first.
Milwaukee. With the point. Or, yeah. Against the points.
Oh, man.
6.5 is...
I'm taking Toronto. Milwaukee wins, Toronto covers. How's that?
Okay.
108-104 final. Some crap like that.
All right, Dan, this one's for you. Tiger makes the cut.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He'll go out there and shoot 68 today or something.
Shoot another 72 before over.
I'm going to say yes. Yes. Okay. Now, I don't think he makes it by much.
Now, this one's kind of related to Tiger, so you've seen this question with him before, but we're going to put it with the
best
golfer.
Does Tiger quit?
No.
Okay. It was there.
Brooks Koepka or the field?
Oh!
I think that this is a legit question for
it
this
is,
tournament.
He's got a 5-stroke lead on a big group, and then he's got... whoever leads.
Fleetwood Mac in Dan third.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
And Derek Lee's brother in
Derek
second.
Derek Lee's brother. Mick Fleetwood. So he's up 5, and then Mick Fleetwood, he's up 4 on Mick Fleetwood, and then he's up on Bruce Lee by a stroke?
Yeah.
He's from New Zealand, by the way. Jeez. That's tough because, I mean, to lead, I mean, you don't have to, he doesn't have to lead the whole way, but...
I know what I'm going to do.
You're going to go against what I do. That's what you're going
to
do.
No, do you want me to
up.
Go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Koepka. I feel like a moron doing it, but I'm doing it.
I like Tommy Fleetwood, so I'm going to take Tommy Fleetwood. So I'm going to say the field.
Okay. And last but not least, this one kind of hurts to put on here for Soaring Eagle Casino Resort Best Bets. Games this weekend, Tigers lose by double digits, over under half.
You are just mean.
I hope not, because I'm working tonight. Zero. They will not lose
by
a game
double
by double
digits?
It's happened a lot lately,
all
right?
It's happened a lot.
Like, a lot.
No.
I'm going to say no.
That's a very, I mean, it has happened... four or five times?
Yeah.
In
now,
the last
now,
10
I'm,
games.
Now, guess what? I'm looking it up right now to see how many times they've lost by double digits.
I'm gonna say no because it's just so improbable that it's gonna happen in a 3-game stretch.
I mean,
and it's the A's, man. Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna use the month of May. I'm gonna use the month of May. One. Oh gosh. Two. It's only, you know what? Am I reading that correctly? Yeah, it's only been 3 times. It's only
three times
to 3
in how many games?
15-3 against the Royals. See, that's the thing that frustrates you too. It's like it's happening against the Royals and it's happening against the A's, two teams that aren't good. 15-3 against the Royals, 13-0 against the Angels. Well, the Angels are bad too.
Wild card contender Angels. Oh, excuse you.
17-3 against the A's.
3 in what? 15 games this month?
The wild card contending.
Print the t-shirts.
That was great. We're going wild in Anaheim. You could get a little purse. The awesomest purse. It'd be so good. Wild in Anaheim.
I'll bring that in. We can hang it up next to the railroad sign.
Right next to the railroad sign. Right next to the railroad sign. Yeah, for what it's worth, the Yankees and the Indians are in the wild card spots right now. The Red Sox are a half game back. The Angels are only 3.5 back. in that wild card race. Only 3.5 back. Hey, the Orioles are only 9.5 back. See, that's what's so deceiving about that whole wild card thing. It just is. Like, the Angels are 3 games under .500, right? And they're 3.5 back in the wild card. I love the wild card, though. That's another thing. If anything, I swear, I wish they could somehow, some way make it a best of three instead of the one game. I really do. I wish they could just make it a best of three.
And me more money.
You think that guys are going to turn down Gate? By the way, did you hear that? I meant to bring this up the other day. Adam Silver was talking about the length of the schedule and, like, talking about, like, having, like, a championship league, you know, type of playoff in the middle of the season or something like that. And then he also threw something out there that I cannot believe he threw out there. But he wouldn't say something like this unless the owners were telling him that that's okay. But did you hear him suggest that they might pare down the NBA schedule? That's just, you don't say things like that. Those guys, they want that gate. Are you kidding me? They love 41 home games. Don't kid yourself. So when I hear that, why would they give that? It's almost like, you know, like the exhibition season. When I hear the talk about them paring down the exhibition season, my mindset is this. If you're an owner, why? You're not paying the guys. They get game checks. It's all gate. And chances are people aren't buying a lot of tickets, but, you know, you also get concessions and parking around the area and everything. The whole idea that they're only going to go with two exhibition games, I'll believe it when I see it, man. Why, if you're an owner, why would you want to give that up? Numbers again, 313-396-5527. That is the Auto Value guest line. That is where we find Todd in Lake Orion. Todd, happy Friday to you. Glad you could join us all over the great state of Michigan. What's up, man?
Thanks, I appreciate it. Hopefully you and your family have a nice weekend.
Well, thanks, man.
I notice things that nobody else does or care about things. So, if you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anybody else.
Amen.
But am I the only one, and this is not a huge deal, that found it incredibly weak of Miguel Cabrera to not face Justin Verlander? I mean, think about that. These are two guys that are Hall of Famers. One of them, I'm going to say Verlander's a for sure Hall of Famer. And we hear how they're such good friends and how they respect each other. And he sits that game out, I mean, because his knee. And then he turns around and plays yesterday. I mean, come on. I mean, again, is this a career-defining thing? We understand the season he's having. We understand what this team is. But let me ask you, if you're a Hall of Famer, if you're a guy that's that good, don't you want to face the best? I mean, don't you? If you're Miguel Cabrera and you're having the season that you're having, and sure, if you go 3-for-4, it doesn't make a huge deal. But if you go out there and you put one over the fence against Verlander, that's got to feel awful good with the season we have. And then to give me this, well, he's my buddy, he's my friend. Let me ask you, Sean, who do you want to beat more in anything you do than either your son?
Oh, it was the best.
Your best friend.
Yep.
Your dad. I mean, those are the guys, again, those are the wins and the competition that gives you the most satisfaction.
The
if
best.
You're a golfer, you want to beat another really good golfer who's your friend. So, again, I understand nobody cares. I'm not a Miguel Cabrera fan. You've said many times a lot of people can separate on-field, off-field, and those fans are much happier. But that, to me, that just shows you that he ain't a leader, that he is weak. I mean, I'm not going to play today. My knee's bad. Well, if you're a guy that's making that kind of money, and some people don't care about that either, that's fine. And you got a team, you should be the guy to say, "Hey, man, I want to go out there and I want to see what I can do against Justin Verlander." And I don't know how many times he's faced him, and whatever. But why do you back away from that competition? Why do you back away from that challenge and tell me that your knee's bad, and then turn around and play the next day?
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Todd, and we're up against it. Thank you for the phone call. You know, Do I know definitively that that's what went down? No. But, hey, listen, again, perception is reality today. That's the way it is. And somebody is going to jump to that conclusion. For the record, I think Miguel Cabrera is a Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any doubt about it, for the record. Because I know you – the reason I bring that up is Todd said Verlander and said – what did he say? Probably for Miguel. I think he is, undoubtedly. I mean, just his numbers right now are good enough to get him in. Man, he's got a career 316 batting average. Jeez, oh, Pete. Are you kidding me? Hey, sports fans, Sean Belegian here. I want to tell you how proud I am to live, work, and play here in the state of Michigan. I'm also proud to represent some of the best and most generous companies in our state. And it just doesn't get any better than seeing some of those companies get together and create something incredible for our veterans, and in this case, our female veterans. My friends at Eisenhower Center have teamed up with Meyer and Hope Network to bring you the Eisenhower Veterans Pro-Am. 20 female veterans will get their chance to tee it up on June 10th and play with the best female golfers in the world. We'll be giving away a couple spots to two lady veterans coming up shortly, so listen for your chance to win, or you know what, tweet at us, get a hold of us one way or another, and nominate a female veteran to play with a pro. Now, Eisenhower Center has been providing opportunities for veterans for years. Hope Network helps people overcome and stands for building healthy communities. And Meyer has given millions to Simply Give. So thanks again to Eisenhower Center, Hope Network, and Meyer for being a part of what is a really cool thing. So listen for your chance to win. Get a hold of us and nominate somebody, and we'll make sure that they play with a pro. That should be a fantastic time for all. As mentioned, we got a little takeover. Matt Shepard, Bill Simonson, a.k.a. Huge, with an hour-long special on John Beilein. Next, all over the great state of Michigan.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
When you're shopping for auto parts, shop your local Auto Value Parts stores. When you shop local, you're helping your neighborhood provide dollars for libraries, parks, and fire departments. So keep it local and shop for all your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it.
As we wrap up our look at some of the notable performances roughly one quarter of the way into the season, a look at the most improved pitchers and hitters in the American League. Among the pitchers, the Yankees' Domingo Germán, the Rays' Tyler Glasnow, the Twins' Jake Odorizzi are the three toughest pitchers to hit. By value, wins above replacement, Tigers' Matt Boyd and Spencer Turnbull are both in the top five. As for hitters who are surprising, career reserve Tommy La Stella is putting up Mike Trout-like numbers for the Angels. The Twins' Jorge Polanco and the Royals' Hunter Dozier are among the top five hitters so far.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it!
Save big this month on PartsMaster Full Synthetic Oil. Pick up the 5-quart size for just $18.99. You'll save on Seafoam Motor Treatment, too. This month, it's Auto Value priced at $10.49. Buy two, get one free. Take pride in your ride with Turtle Wax Max Power Car Wash, just $6.99. And Lucas Oil Slick Mist Speed Wax, just $6.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, we'll take 21% off orders of $50 or more, up to a $50 discount. Just use coupon code HEROES21. That's HEROES21. And that's your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Now they feature some of the top sports physicians, physical therapists, and athletic trainers in this great state of Michigan. And it shows with their partnerships with local high schools, colleges, and professional sports teams. And also one thing about Metro Health sports medicine docs, they're also primary care docs, so they can provide general care and help with preventative medicine if you're an active individual or you take part in sports. And convenience is big, as they have 7 convenient locations across West Michigan. So there's a Metro Health University of Michigan Health location near you. Find out more at metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. That's metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior or your kid's been hurt or you've been hurt, get back to playing what you love to play with the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine.